With high school and college graduations, Father's Day, and wedding showers, June is a big month for parties. And if you're looking for ideas for what to serve at your next event, you're in luck because Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst is in the studio with some ideas. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy. Hello, Robin.
I'm tweeting. I'll be right with you.
Oh,
tweeting
your
pictures
time.
Of the food.
Right.
Kathy, what are some things to keep in mind if you're having a party this time of year?
Well, I say this over and over, but I'll say it again. Keep it simple. As much as I want you to try all these recipes, it's not necessarily the best time to try brand new recipes.
When you're going to have people over who actually have to enjoy them.
Right. You want some of your tried and true, although what is wonderful about all these recipes is that they're very straightforward and, as you're about to find out, quite delicious and simple. It's summer. We want to eat a little bit lighter. We want healthy, vibrant flavors. So I tried to focus on that, putting together a menu. And you literally have an entire meal in front of you.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's start with this big thing here because
this
I just tweeted out a picture at Here and Now, Robin. You can see it. I mean, this looks like a meal in and of itself.
This is so beautiful. This is a grilled flatbread, and you're not going to believe me when I say it is just flour and water.
You made the flatbread.
I made the flatbread.
Okay.
But it is from a book called Repertoire. My friend Jessica Badalana, San Francisco-based cookbook author, it's her recipe, and I was very suspicious because you have to do things like roll it into a circle and then make a cigar out of it and then roll it again. It's stuffed with fresh cilantro and scallions. Mm. You make it in about 20, 30 minutes, and you throw them straight on a hot grill. Mm. So what I would do is have all your other food ready, get everybody outside, throw these flatbreads on, and eat them hot.
It's interesting because these days, flatbread is like another word for pizza, but
exactly.
This is not a pizza.
No yeast. No. It's a no yeast dough. And what goes with it is also from Jessica Badalana's book, is a marinated butterfly of lamb. It's called a butterfly of lamb because it's a leg of lamb where the bone is taken out. It's got an incredible amount of great herbs, mint, oregano, ginger, cumin, coriander, allspice. You just rub the herbs on, throw it on the grill. Very, very simple, but a pow of flavor.
Takes you right to the Mediterranean.
Exactly. And then for the non-meat lovers, we have grilled shrimp. And shrimp is not the sexiest seafood, but it turns out it's the one everyone loves. There are so few people that will say, I'm not going to eat. I don't eat shrimp. All I did was grate some lemon zest on it, olive oil, lemon juice, salt and pepper, put them on a skewer with a big hunk of lemon at the end, so the lemon grills also, and throw it on the grill.
Please tell me you have a trick for taking the
yes,
ask me
why I left it on.
Yeah,
okay?
why did you leave the shell on?
I thought you would never ask, because you are going to have a juicier shrimp. Just rip it off. Rip the tail off. Seriously, pull it from the side.
But grill it with it on.
Because the juices stay within. If you take the shell off and
here
good
I'm choking.
Sound effects, Robin.
I know, but
you're doing it close to the mic.
I'm choking over here on eating the shell.
No, do
but
not
you take
eat
it off.
The shell.
Okay.
But, of course you could take it off before, but I feel like the shrimp dry out that way. And next to it, you have a very vibrant green sauce, which is a combination of basil, parsley, capers, pickles, olive oil, a sauce that lasts for a week, a sauce that goes with shrimp or any other type of grilled seafood, lamb, flatbread.
Anything. It looks kind of like a chimichurri, but it's different.
It's like if chimichurri and pesto had a baby, it would be that green sauce.
That's kind of disgusting.
So,
okay.
Not really. I think it's kind of cute.
Okay, all right.
Keep tweeting, right?
How do we do the potatoes here?
The potatoes are a Greek style. They have fresh lemon. You'll notice lemon is a theme through this. And they're roasted. I just peel them, cut them in wedges, throw them in the oven, do them in the morning. You can serve them room temperature.
Soft, though. Because they're peeled.
They're peeled. They're tender and they're still a little juicy. And hopefully you get the fresh oregano and lemon.
You know, a friend of mine just told me the other day that every time I eat something I like, I go, And I just did that with these potatoes because they're delicious.
Shocking. So first good. Time for everything.
Right.
I want you to say, but it also let people know this is a great collection of foods. It would be a terrific party any time of year, but for June. And then dessert. We can't
forget dessert.
Yeah. So I made a biscuit. It is a very simple biscuit, and the trick with it is twofold. I grate the butter. Instead of having to crumble it up into small pieces, the largest opening of a cheese grater, you grate it. I add a little bit of ground ginger, and I make the biscuits and freeze them. And they go straight from the freezer to the oven. Mm. I baked them this morning, and they still are tender and fresh. Vanilla-scented whipped cream, fresh strawberries. You could add a rhubarb puree, any fresh summer berries. A really great way to celebrate the season and make individual desserts for all the people coming to your June celebration.
You know, it's so funny. I know I've been kind of quiet over here because I'm just eating. It's just eating.
That's the way these always work.
It is radio. So these dishes that you can serve at your next summer party, from here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, or to the radio hosts that happen to drop by, are at hereandnow.org.
Hereandnow.org. Crash the website, as you always do with these segments. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you, guys.